Here's a thought I'll title, A Recitation of Locations. Last fall, I attended a conference, and there were many, many photographers there who were giving presentations of their work. Fascinating. Lots of great work. Lots of wonderful people. But there was a pattern that I noticed from several of the presenters that I thought was really interesting, and I didn't quite understand what they thought they were accomplishing with their presentation. Each presenter had, I don't know, 50 or 100 images that they were projecting up on a screen, and each image stayed on the screen for a number of seconds, so they were fairly fast-paced presentations. But it was interesting to listen to what the photographers had to say about their images with their verbal accompaniment. The first few images, they always had a sort of context and what they were doing and what their project was and what their philosophy about photography was, and it was kind of interesting. So those first few images had context and story and even, as they described, what they had photographed and how. But the pattern that was so fascinating was that only lasted a few minutes. I don't know if they ran out of something to say or what, but less than a dozen or so images into their presentation, and the verbal accompaniment deteriorated to a recitation of locations. So up would come an image on the screen, and the presenter would say, "This was in Yosemite." And then the next one, "This was in Montana." And then the next one, "This was down in Utah." Even that didn't last very long. Pretty soon, they dropped the pretense of making a sentence out of it and just announced locations. Capitol Reef, Joshua Tree, La Jolla, California, the Oregon coast. And this would go on for 80 images. And I found myself wondering why it is that photographers so often think that where they photographed is more important than what or why. Maybe it's just that we're visual communicators, and so finding words to describe our photographs or our motivations is not necessarily in our wheelhouse as visual artists. But then again, why can't we know that and prepare for it so that our presentation is more than, this is where I went and this is what I photographed? It didn't take me long to realize that this is also a formula that we see in books. There'll be introductory text. That's always interesting if you take the time to read it, at least most of the time it is. But then the captions for each photograph is almost universally where the photograph was made, as though somehow that's the most important thing that needs to be communicated in order to appreciate the photograph. I wonder how it would feel to do a presentation of 100 images where what you provided in the verbal accompaniment were GPS coordinates. Would that make it more interesting? Or what about if it was always the time of day you photographed taken from the EXIF data? Would that make the images more interesting? Or would it be more interesting if we described whether or not we had cropped it, or what the aspect ratio was, or whether or not we've processed it in Photoshop or some other piece of software, or whether or not we used 8-bit or 16-bit images, or what the color balance settings were? Obviously, none of that would make the presentation more interesting, not even to those people who are curious about technologies. Because what would you do? Write down on a piece of notepaper as you're watching such a presentation all the verbal information that's coming at you? What good would that do? It might be a lovely Saturday Night Live skit to have a presenter of photographs saying with each and every image what f-stop and shutter speed they used. It would be a pretty inside joke for photographers, but it would be hilarious. It seems to me that if you're going to put captions on your images, that needs to have considerable thought put into it. What can you add verbally to an image that will enhance or seduce or pique the viewer's curiosity? What questions can you ask with every image that might get them thinking? That would be an interesting presentation, don't you think? If with every image the photographer asked a question rather than providing some basically immaterial information about locations or technology or what camera or paper was used to make the image.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.